We got our hands in mess and mailing folks and trying to pull.
We know the Word of God richly blessed you on today, and Bishop Wayne Thomas and the House of Praise Full Gospel Missionary Baptist Church would love to invite you to come to any of their services. Sunday school beginning 10 o'clock a.m. First and third Sunday morning worship begins at 11:30 a.m. Tuesday night Bible study, 6 o'clock p.m. Fourth Saturday fellowship breakfast, 9:30 a.m. Bishop Wayne Thomas and First Lady Thomas would love to have you correspond with them. And if this message has indeed been a blessing to you, feel free to sow seed on good ground. You can correspond with them by writing them at P.O. Box 8325, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71306. Join us again at the same time for Bishop Wayne Thomas and the House of Praise Full Gospel Missionary Baptist Church right here on KAYT 88.1 FM. House of Praise Full Gospel Missionary Baptist Church is located 1439 England Drive in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone 318-664-6878.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT. Gina.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to One Verse in Prayer Ministry with Associate Pastor Lily B and Associate Pastor Fanny Reed of Zion Hill Church of Ineville, Louisiana. The overseer is Pastor Joshua Jardar. You have heard the saying, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. But I say, a scripture a day keeps the devil away.
This means. Good morning, good morning. This is Minister Lily Bead and Minister Fanny Reed. Amen. Today we are going to be talking about the benefits of waiting on God. Do you realize there are benefits if you wait on God? Amen. Our scripture reading for today is coming from Lamentations. This is in the Old Testament, the third chapter and the 25th verse. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. So right there, God is letting you know he is going to be good to those that wait on him, and the soul that seeketh him will be blessed. Amen? Amen. The Lord is good to those who wait. What is waiting on God to you? There are benefits for us that wait on the Lord. When I say wait, I'm talking about look for, expect, hope. Expression expresses the idea of waiting hopefully, even in the midst of trouble or overwhelming situations. Amen. Waiting will cause you to hear the voice of God, will obtain favor and inner peace. Waiting also means quiet and still. Spiritually, physically, both are important while waiting for God to speak to us and intervene on our behalf. When I'm speaking of waiting, I mean quiet your hearts and mind. You know, you can be waiting and be agitated with things that are going on around you. Wait and be quiet and still. That way you can hear, you can listen. Amen? Some of the benefits of waiting on God: you would develop a spirit of humility to learn God has the answer for our situations and humble ourselves before him. Go to God prayerfully and wait. Don't go to God expecting him to answer it the way you want it answered. This is not Burger King. It's not done your way. It's done God's way, and it's always, always going to benefit you every time. Amen. It takes courage and strength to wait. Learning to be still, focusing on his promise, knowing he is faithful despite how your flesh is feeling, and realize feelings are temporary. They're going to be up and down. They're going to change like the weather. Amen? Depending on the color of your day, waiting will help you, will help us to trust God regardless of our situations and circumstances. I like to use the word color, the color of your day. And colors to me means happiness, sadness, whatever color your day is, that's the depicts your feelings. Amen. Waiting give us the opportunity to develop a consistent prayer life. That means we are not praying out of desperation, people. Praying consistently means you pray every day because God is faithful. God will help you, but you got to get in tune with God. You can't suddenly decide that you can just come to God and go to hollering about what your situation is and God don't hardly know your name. Amen? You have to be in a relationship with God in order for him to help you and know what your situation is. Not that he don't know. He already knows, but he likes you to call upon him. God likes you to praise him. Amen? It's just like in the natural. If you have a father or grandfather or somebody in your life that's blessing you, they want to hear, I love you, mother. I love you, daddy. And be obedient and do the things that they ask you to do. Those are the things God is the same way. Amen? Like I always tell my sister, desperate prayer is like no prayer at all. Amen? It increases our faith and dependency on God, not ourselves. Help us to persevere when the storms of life show up on our doorsteps. And trust me, the storms are going to show up. Just be prepared. Reduces our stress level. If you know waiting on God's going to benefit you and pay off, you will be less stressed. Amen? Increase our obedience to God. More willingness to follow his directions and guidance. Knowing he is on our side and want us to have the best. God wants us to have the best. Always he wants us to have the best. That's why he created us. Amen? Reading and studying and observing and obeying God will bring you good success. Wait on the Lord and trust his holy word and have an abundant life. Amen. Wait with a spirit of expectancy. No matter what is going on, hope and know it will work in your favor. Realize and know God will never leave us or forsake us. Amen. Waiting and knowing, wait on God, and then you wait, and while you're waiting on God, you know he's going to answer your prayer. Don't get discouraged. Don't get dismayed. Don't be perplexed. There's a scripture somewhere, I'm not sure where, but it said, don't be perplexed and dismayed. In other words, don't get in a bog because the answer haven't come right now. Just wait on it. Because God will show up, I promise you. He will show up and show out in your life. Amen. Be blessed.
Praise the Lord. Let us pray. Father God, we come to you right now in the name of Jesus with a heart of repentance, asking you this morning for forgiveness. Forgive us for our sins. Block out our transgressions and wash away our iniquities. Heavenly Father, create in us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you this morning for your darling son, Jesus, that shed his blood and died on Calvary Cross. The blood of Jesus that covering us right now, that never loses power nor its stain. We thank you for the blood today in the name of Jesus. And in the name of Jesus, Satan, the Lord rebuke you today. Whatever plans, whatever hindrance you got up against God, people, we curse it to the root today. We put the hand of the Lord in the blood of Jesus against it, in Jesus' name. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that we shall prosper and be in health, even as our souls prosper. We have the mind of Christ, the Messiah, and do hold the thoughts, feelings, and purposes of his heart. We trust in you, Lord, with all of our heart, and we lean not to our own understanding, but in all our ways we acknowledge you. And you shall direct our path in Jesus' name. Today, we submit ourselves to your word, which exposes and seals and analyzes and judges the very thoughts and purposes of our hearts. For the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through the pulling down of strongholds, intimidation, fears, doubt, unbelief, and failure. We rebuke you right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you today, Father God. We just praise you today. We thank you, Father God, for the knowledge of God and that we are led by every thought and purpose away from captivity into the obedience of Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One. Today we shall be transformed by the renewing of our mind, that we may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we just thank you and praise you today. Your word, Lord, shall not depart out of our mouth, but we shall meditate on it day and night, that we may observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then we shall make our way prosperous, then we shall find good success, in Jesus' name. Our thoughts are the thoughts of the diligent, which tend only to plenteous. Therefore, we are not anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition and with thanksgiving, we present our requests to God in the name of Jesus. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. Today we fix our mind on whatever is true, whatever is worthy of reverence and honorable and seemly, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely and lovable, whatever is kind and gracious, if there be any virtue and excellency, if there is anything worthy of praise, we think on and take account of these blessings in Jesus' name. Today, we roll our works up on you, Lord. We commit and trust them wholly to you. You will cause our thoughts to become agreeable to your will, and so shall your plans be established and succeed. And we thank you and praise you today, God. We just give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise in Jesus' name. We thank you today, God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Every tongue that come up against us, we are sure to be in the wrong. In the name of Jesus, we thank you today, right now, that we are Abraham's seed, and Abraham blessings are ours. We're blessed in the city, blessed in the fields, blessed coming in, and blessed going out. We are the head and not the tail. We are above only and not beneath. We are the lenders and not the borrowers. We thank you today that the years that the palmer worm, the caterpillar, the canker worm, and the locust has eaten up has already been restored back to us. Because you said in your word, for our sake, you redeemed the time. We thank you today, God. We just praise you and give you all the honor, the glory, and the praise. We thank you today, God. You say by your stripes we are already healed. You're the Lord thy God that healed thee. You was bruised for our transgressions, wounded for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace is upon you, and by your stripes we are already healed. So we rebuke and bind up every spirit of sickness, germ, disease, virus, everything that has attached itself to our bodies that is not like God, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, pains, arthritis, cancer, tumors, cysts, anything that the enemy coming against us, glaucoma, thyroid, whatever the enemy has tried to place up on us, we curse it to the root, and we put the name of Jesus over this morning. God, you said your name is above over every name in heaven and earth. So we put your name over every name that the enemy has given us to our bodies, saying we are sick. In the name of Jesus. And we just give you all the glory, the honor, and praise. We thank you today. We just praise you. We just glorify. We just magnify you today, God, in the mighty, awesome name of Jesus. We thank you today, God. We just praise you today. You're worthy all the honor, all the glory, and all the praise in the mighty, awesome name of Jesus. We give you glory, God. We give you honor, and we give you praise today. Father God, we lay our leaders of the nation on the altar this morning. God, you say pray for our world leaders, everybody that's in leadership position, that we may have peace in our homes, peace in America, peace in our families. God, you say the king's heart is in your hand, and you can turn it whichever way you want. So, God, we are praying for all world leaders. Father God, crown the head with knowledge and wisdom and understanding. Father God, even today we touching and agreeing that you sent out a witness to them individual and collective, affect the witness this morning in the name of